fun to check in with you again on MomCast.
Mommy!
It's the MomCast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
MomCast!
And MomCast.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
We got our producer, Greg, with us. We're back with the MomCast, and this is Orthodontic Health Month. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
You know what? It's hard to know because we're focused on
so many things. Right, but it makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes sense. Think about what October is. Halloween.
I know.
And the sticky candy that's so delicious.
Right. And it'll pull all those appliances right out of your mouth. Yes. I'm so thankful that we are through that with Liv. I really am. I remember those days really, really well. And we'll talk with sponsors of MomCast, Dr. Larry Hutta and Dr. James T. Hutta from the Hutta family of orthodontists. I read this, Heather. I was thinking about you. I want to get a check in on how your girls are doing with school, such that it is. But I saw a stat. It said that parents are interrupted 5 times a day. Parents that work from home, an average of 5 times a day interrupted by their kids in the middle of a Zoom meeting or work or whatever it is.
That seems low.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you thought that too.
Yeah, that's an hour per hour, not per day. I would say 5 times per hour. About every 10 minutes. Well, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sure. Now, so are you coming in? Because I don't even know like what's going on the other side of our building. We work in the same radio station, but we're on 2 separate parts of the building and we've shut things down in between. So not a lot of going back and forth. Are you always here? Are you in a week, off a week? What are you doing over there?
I am always here.
Okay.
Regardless of whether my kids are in school or not. Thankfully, I have care for them on the days that they're not in school because they are doing the blended learning.
Okay.
So I'm very fortunate and thankful that I have care for them. And so I'm able to come in every day. So business as usual for me.
And do you find, like I do, that that really is a blessing?
Yes, but I will tell you what happened. This week, my daughter was sick and I ended up keeping the girls home and I taught them that day. The next day, I had intense mom guilt because I thought that's what I'm missing when I work. That interaction and getting to help them myself.
Sure.
But then my husband reminded me, do you remember what happened in April when you guys were screaming at each other and they were hiding and refusing to do their Zoom meetings? The mom guilt went right away because then I remembered what it was really like. That was a fight. And I think they're better off being with other adults during the day and learning and growing without mom yelling at them. So all is well.
Well, and yeah, and we've said that all the time. It's don't feel guilty one way or the other, moms, because some of you are really, really good at staying home and teaching the kids. Some of you are excellent at that. Some of us, not so much.
Yeah.
So whatever works, I'm hoping we're all finding our way. So you've gotten into a little bit of a routine, but then when they get sick, that's kind of...
It was a little bit frightening, and thankfully it's come and gone quickly. It was like a little two or three day cold. But I will say, the kids have adapted well to this. They knew the drill. They knew they had to get on the computer at 8:30. I think the difference is back in spring when they were kind of pulled from school, it was abrupt and they hadn't had any experience with the computers and sitting and staring at Zoom meetings. Now it's become second nature for them. They're on autopilot, kind of like adults at work. Mm-hmm. And so they know the expectation. And I'm hopeful that other moms and dads are seeing that in their homes as well, that the kids are like, all right, they've accepted the reality. This is how it is. But I will say my kids want to be at school. And I think that's changed for a lot of kids. They now want to be at school and get that interaction, see their friends. And I think that's a positive thing that's come out of this.
I agree. Because, you know, Liv had gotten to that age when she was like all the way through maybe 10. Maybe 11. I mean, longer than most kids, she still loves school. But then around 10 or 11, it was like, oh no, school wasn't cool. Now she's 14 thinking, you know, just thankful every day she can go to school. She just wants to be there. So, you know, that's what happens. I guess they learned a lesson maybe early in life and it's taught them the importance of,
yes,
of their teachers and their friends and all of that. Now, Greg, your kids are in all the time.
They're in full time.
Okay.
But you talk about that mom guilt. My wife is working from home. So she's found that when the kids come home, they are interrupting and need you know, their hands held. So she's actually shifted her her schedule a little bit, where she'll start a little bit earlier so she can knock everything out and be done in time by the time they get home from school. Because you're right, there's that guilt of even when you're at home, Heather, where you're like, have to finish this email or finish this project.
Yes.
And the kids are wanting a snack and wanting to your attention. But this way, everything's done. We have the afternoon together, and it's kind of a win-win. I mean, we're exhausted, and you know, it's not easy. Luckily, we found this thing that works for us.
Little routine, yeah. And kids are resilient; they're way more resilient than we are. So I'm hoping they're getting used to it a little better than we are. I'm the one now. Like, you guys, your kids are wanting you and needing you and interrupting you. I have to go find mine. You know, mom, hanging with mom isn't what it used to be. So I'm the one interrupting her. She's like, mom, I'm doing this, or mom, I'm in a chat with my friends, or mom, I'm, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm the annoying one. I go, okay, but I really needed to see you, you know, and then I go into my husband's office and interrupt him. He's in the middle of a Zoom meeting. It's like, nobody wants to play with me. So I'm the kid right now. So you'll get to that point. You'll find there'll come a day where you both are like, I wish the kids were bugging me right now,
because I gotta miss
it. I know. And it doesn't help when someone says it, but it will happen. It will happen. Although it also has its good points.
Exactly.
When your child becomes a little more self-sufficient and you can actually breathe a little bit. Well, we hope that you've come to a routine and you're starting to maybe see the light. I know we're getting a second round of numbers going up everywhere. So let's hope that's short-lived and we can start seeing people staying healthy and lowering these positive tests and all those things, so we can get back to normal someday, whatever normal is going to be for us. So as we continue our conversation, we are fortunate enough. It's like a historical event when you get these two gentlemen in the room at the same time. Our sponsor for MomCast, the Hutta family of orthodontists, and we have Dr. James T. Hutta and Dr. Larry Hutta with us. Guys, doctors, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We're just thrilled to have you guys together, and they're responsible not only for thousands of smiles, but Dr. Larry Hutta, responsible for Olivia's beautiful Hutta smile, and Dr. James T. Hutta for my Invisalign. So I have a lot to be grateful for.
They know you pretty well,
Stacey. They know me pretty well. In fact, I'm surprised they came, because they're probably sick of seeing me at this point. But thank you both for being here. And I know, Heather, you and our producer, Greg, have kids coming up, getting to that time. So now I understand that October is Orthodontic Health Month. Jim, you mentioned that. Probably the fact that it's in October when everybody's getting Halloween candy is probably why they made it in October, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the American Association of Orthodontists has set aside October just for public awareness for children to visit or consider visiting an orthodontist by age 7, just to, you know, evaluate their possible needs at the time or in the future. There are so many simple things we can do at age 7, 8, 9 years old to eliminate major problems later in life, such as retainers, habit assessment, habit therapies, possibly a little bit of early interceptive treatment that can avoid major problems later in life, such as extractions, orthodontics, or surgery. But there's so much that we can do in a young child's mouth to adapt their smile to be the best it can be.
Well, and this is a good month for that. And I have a feeling, because with COVID, trick or treating kind of being up in the air right now, maybe we won't see as many issues.
Yes. Hopefully not.
Yeah, the damage or whatever the case may be.
The damage, yes. So, you know, candy, of course, dentists don't promote candy, especially orthodontists. But, you know, there are certain candies, sugar-free candies, which will be okay for appliances and patients to you know, enjoy. But the harder candies, the real sticky Tootsie Rolls, that should try to be avoided. Maybe pass it on to a sibling or a parent or a grandparent that may enjoy those sweets also.
Yes, please. I'll eat those Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, I was going to say, parents are usually pretty good, whether they're asked to do so or not. They usually
sort right through that. Yeah.
Well, we need to look through this and make sure it's all safe.
Yeah, we'll sacrifice our waistline for that's right. sweets.
Although we can find ourselves in trouble, too.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Larry Hutta, just briefly, for those that don't know, in Central Ohio, Dr. Jim and Dr. Larry are brothers. And they've been in business over 30 years and creating lots of smiles in Central Ohio. Let's talk a little bit, because one of the first things you said to me when I brought Olivia in, who she's 14 now, gosh, I think she was 10, maybe. And you said, I deal with a lot of girls because she came in and was picky about this and all of that. You've got girls. You sure both have families. That affects how you deal with your patients, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. I'm very fortunate to have three daughters. And my middle daughter, Tori, is going to be joining the practice in April. So she finishes her training programs. And then there'll be four Hutta orthodontists in Columbus, and one of them being female.
That's good.
But yeah, you know, I like to share with the girls that come in the practice that I consider myself an expert, you know, having three daughters.
Right.
They're all raised and out of the house right now. But they do, you know, they're very critical of one another. And they're, you know, girls look in the mirror a lot more than boys. I've always been one that has been very concerned with the emotional health, especially of our girls. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and I know Jim's the same way. That's one of the things that we really look at, why you're maybe more apt to treat a female or a girl at a younger age because of what's staring back in the mirror at her. You know, girls come in and they can be very shy and embarrassed about their teeth. You know, the old way of waiting until all permanent teeth come in to treat them, that puts a girl at 12 or 13. So the emotional distress from, you know, the age of 7 or 8 till 11 or 12 can be a really rough time on a girl. And by the time they're 12 or 13, you know, they may have lots of deep scars from teeth that they're not proud of. And certainly some of the boys can kind of point that out. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the totality of the patient's health, not only their dentistry needs, but also their emotional needs. So I spend a lot of time just asking them how they feel about their teeth. If they could change something, what might it be? And then kind of treatment plan according to that. So I've done phase one treatment, which is early interceptive treatment, when I started 35 years ago. It wasn't as popular then as it is now. Most orthodontists do it. But back then I was sort of a pioneer in doing it. But some of my, you know, greatest rewards are, you know, watching a 9-year-old get her partial braces off, and the total change in personality and the smile and the confidence. So, you know, that is quite a gift that a parent could give their children, but especially girls.
Well, and Heather, I will tell you, you know, when Olivia went to see Dr. Hutta, you know, I thought, oh, well, I don't know that it's time, you know, because her dentist said, I mean, she looked like she may need some braces. And I thought, well, boy, I don't know if it's time. But Dr. Larry, you did an x-ray and you knew exactly.
Right.
I mean, I was amazed by that. He just looked at the x-ray and said, here's what's going to happen. Said, she's got a growth spurt coming any day now. He was spot on about that. I want to say like a month later, she went through this amazing growth spurt. And it was all by looking at the x-ray. Yeah,
hand wrist x-ray, which is something really important to the way we treatment plan. And I know Dr. Jim's the same way. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a kind of an insight into the future, because the chronologic age, you know, can be, you know, you can have girls and boys the same chronologic age, but be years apart in their growth, which is, we like to get children during growth spurts because we feel like the treatment that we do is even more stable long term if we get them during that growth spurt. So, yeah, it's a really unique way to kind of treatment plan. Unfortunately, not everybody that's an orthodontist uses a hand wrist x-ray to actually treatment plan and to stage structurally the age of the patient. So we find that a real benefit to the way we treatment plan.
So it sounds like the kids are elementary age, younger. I remember personally, I was maybe 14, you know, old school. You wait till all of your teeth are in. So with the younger children, is there less discomfort when you have to, do the palate expanders, or, you know, do you find that their mouths are move around a little bit easier when they're the younger ages?
Go ahead, Dr. Jim. Why don't you answer that?
Yes, absolutely. We'll structurally, you know, the patient's, what we want to get technical here, but the sutural growth is open, and a patient that's 7, 8, 9 years old, the palatal development can be done with a lot lighter force, a lot less discomfort. Mm. And 100%, between my brother and I, have probably done 20,000 expanders on patients over the years. And the type of expansion we use is very gentle, very guided. It allows us to structurally create the space necessary, the volume of room for all the permanent developing teeth, not just now, but in the future. So realize what we're doing is we're paying it forward. We're doing structural changes at a young age, which are not uncomfortable. The biggest complaint we get is the slurpiness at the dinner table from a little bit of food getting stuck in the palate area. But that's what's unique about what we do is we catch it before the sutures fuse. So yes, the development of the arches is very, very kind and gentle. And we use light forces orthodontics, which allows us to get a permanent result with very little, if any, discomfort.
I will say too, watching Olivia go through, you know, a little bit of the expander and doing all that she did at a younger age, it was no big deal. I mean, it was nothing. It rolled off of her back. Hmm. At her age now, 14,
it would
with
be a
the
trouble.
Drama yeah. Yeah. And all of that, I think about that and I think, wow, she would really mm-hmm. have trouble if she had to go back and do that right now, because when they're younger, they are more resilient and they just kind of roll with the punches yeah. a little more than we do.
And yes. structurally, yes. And at 14, doing that type of treatment is definitely more uncomfortable. That's the reason why a lot of extraction orthodontics was done. That's what they knew back then. And they, instead of making space for the growth and development when they're younger, when it's kinder and gentler, waited till all the developed teeth came in. At age 12, 13, or 14. And by then, the structural sutures are fused or fusing, and it is a lot more uncomfortable. We can still do it, but it's a lot more uncomfortable. Okay. And today, with the socialization that young people do, you know, FaceTime and all the stuff
Facebook.
They do, Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter, right. TikTok, that.
TikTok, oh yeah.
I mean, it can affect in a negative light their smile and their speech with a palatal developer in. So we try to avoid that at a later age. We try to do it at an earlier age, and we found it's much more stable done at an earlier age. And then when we do the earlier treatment, Dr. Larry's will say attest to this also. And when we do early treatment, we have probably a third of the patients we do early interceptive treatment on that everything falls into place, everything looks great. All they need is some retention, and they don't need future orthodontic care. That's what people don't understand, is that we are doing it, paying it forward, and we'd be happy as could be if that's all they need. And there are a lot of patients that we treat that's all they need to have done, and they don't need a second stage of treatment because we've done such a good job of growth and development, orthodontic guidance, the teeth fall right into place, and the family's happy, the parents are happy, the child's happy, and we're happy, to be honest.
And it is, it's a wonderful thing. It's just knowledge, first of all, that you have if you go early. I want to ask you, Larry, what age, is there a magic age? Do you wait for a dentist to say, like in Heather or Greg's case, do they wait for a dentist to say something, or do they say, you know what, I feel like maybe we should have this checked?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And everybody's somewhat unique, but, you know, the American Association of Orthodontists have pick the age of 7. You know, if you aren't referred, you can very much self-refer yourself to an orthodontic practice. You don't have to be referred. Everybody, in years ago, people used to think to go to a specialist, you had to have a referral. Today, you know, I bet better than half our patients come without a referral. Unless it's something real obvious, and what would be real obvious to a parent is, you know, your child has an underbite where the lower teeth would actually fit outside the upper, so they bite more like a bulldog. That at 7's probably later than I would rather. I would rather see that child at about 5. If they have a real severe crossbite or you see some major asymmetry developing in their face, I don't even think you wait till 7 at that point. Those are the cases that you might self-refer at 5. But in general, it would be rare that you would need to bring your child to an orthodontist before age 7. But especially on girls, I wouldn't wait a whole lot after age 7. I would be there. Girls grow 2 or 3 years before boys. So on a boy that's 14, like you were saying, you were 14 when you had yours, very few girls after 14 have a lot of growth. Most of the boys after 14 have a considerable amount of growth remaining. So it's totally different between boys and girls, which is why you'll see more boys in high school with braces on than you will girls. Girls are typically done, and that's my goal, you know, that emotional part. I want my girls long done before high school. The boys, however, probably, you know, a third of the ones I see that we treat, they don't have enough growth and development or enough permanent teeth to do the finishing touches. So many boys as freshmen enter high school with braces on. Very, very few girls do. So to answer your question, 7's a really gold standard. I wouldn't bring them much later than that, especially girls. And if you see something developing that's an underbite or something real severe, just call and come in. It's not a problem, and you'll be glad you did. And the big thing is, you know, the ability to not have to be referred, because, you know, as a general dentist, you have such small glimpse of what ortho's about. So to wait on them to refer you versus, you know, at 7, poof, I'm there. And then in far majority of the patients we see, that age, we don't do anything. Mm-hmm. But what we'll do is you'll get an appointment to come back in a year. So we're the ones watching, because we're the ones that really are best to know when something may need to be done.
That's right.
Not, you know, it'd be like you have a knee problem and waiting for your physician to refer you to an orthopod. Physician, I don't know much about a knee. You want to go see an orthopod. You're going to come back in a year. Or here's some exercise. Go to PT, whatever. But as a specialist, that's who you want to see.
Yeah. And if, you know, my little girl is 6 and she's got some anxiety, and if she's afraid of you, she'll give you the stink eye and then hide.
Yeah.
So what's it like for that first appointment if you do have a young child?
Yeah. You know, the first appointment's a real simple one. You know, they'll get an office tour. They'll meet some of the staff. They'll get some photographs taken of their teeth. And if the dentist doesn't send over a panoramic x-ray, we'll actually take a digital one, which is real simple. I come in and do my exam that lasts, 10 or 12 minutes, just kind of meet the child, look at what's going on, explain to mom and or dad or both, what the issues are currently, you know, what the future looks like and what the obstacles are if we do nothing going forward, as far as, you know, everybody wants that perfect result or near perfect. If there's obstacles that we can take care of and get out of the way, simply as Dr. Jim said, those are simple things to do. After the appointment, you can just see in your child's eyes the relief of what's, because, you know, their friends can kind of juice up some stories about what we actually do. You know, we don't use needles, we don't use shots. You know, the appliances are really, really simple. And some of my best patients, and I think Dr. Jim would validate this too, are patients under the age of 9 for sure. It's simple. It's kind of fun. Most of my patients look forward to actually getting the braces and the colors and doing the stuff. And yeah, maybe they're going to be the first one in their class to get them or their group. And I tell all those girls, you know, you're going to be showing these things off a lot. So you want to keep them really clean, because everybody's going to want to see what colors you picked and what's going on. So we keep it light and it's fun to come in the office.
It really is. I would say I watch in all your offices. They have amazing offices, first of all. You guys have the coolest offices. The kids are kind of in charge. And I love that, because, you know, they go in, they check in, they go back, they brush their teeth. I mean, they're kind of, you know, I just kind of sat back and I joke about it when I talk about it, had a cup of tea, but that's exactly what I did. I just sat back, had a cup of tea, and she kind of did her thing. And so they feel like they are in charge of their treatment,
right,
which is kind of cool. You know, they have...
We empower them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you really do. Now, I also want to bring up something else, because with COVID going on, I know you guys, both of you, Dr. Hutta, your offices, you've worked tirelessly to prepare them, to get them ready. And your protocols are in place and people can come in. You're open for business. Mm. And how is that going? How is that going so far?
It's going well. Of course, we try to limit the number of people into our office, but we welcome questions. We welcome the patients with open arms. Of course, we sanitize, sterilize everything all day long. Actually, it's just not in between patients, but it's constantly going on. We have special cleaning procedures we do after hours, but it's going well. I mean, everybody's, you know, anywhere you go, you have to abide by new guidelines, which is just the new normal for now. But patients have been very understanding and we've been open. We've told them what our policies are and we welcome them with open arms, but we do try to limit the number of people in the office at certain times when patients are there per the governor's orders, but we do welcome them.
Now, I wanted to say, because of COVID, one thing that we're seeing, and it's been documented, is there are many people who were affected by COVID. There were also many people who have continued to work, and whether they've had extra finances because either they're not going on vacations or there's certain things they're not able to do, we're seeing people taking the time and going, now what can I do that maybe I've always wanted to do or needed to do? And one of those things is Invisalign or braces for adults. Are you seeing that people are saying, it's time for me. My kids did it. Maybe I need to do it now.
Yes, we've seen an uptick in adult therapies. They're wearing masks anyway. So if a patient's a candidate,
true, yeah.
So they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we had this family trip planned and we had to cancel it. We're all home working. Kids are home working. We have to wear a mask anyway. They're like, I always wanted my teeth fixed. And they find that they might have a little extra time as well as finances. And of course, they know where we are and they've found their way to our offices. So yeah, there has been an uptick, I feel, in adult therapies for that reason.
Can you talk about the importance of seeing a professional when it comes to doing something like this? And I think you know what I'm talking about. We see all these ways you can get aligners. Can we talk about making sure you speak with a professional?
Yes. Well, if number one is any medical professional is obviously trained, highly trained, and responsible for the care that they're providing for their patients. But you have to see the patient. You have to guide the patient. You have to do a complete diagnosis. You have to take an X-ray. You have to check their periodontal tissues. You have to make sure they're cavity free. When you do the do-it-yourself treatments, there's no doctor checking out or guiding the teeth in the right place or making sure they're free of disease. The biggest problem we can do is Larry will tell you this too, is we require every patient to have seen a dentist and make sure they're cavity free, periodontal disease free, and overall systemically healthy, because there are certain medications that patients or adults may be on that orthodontics is not indicated while they're taking those certain kind of medicines, because it could cause bone destruction, root destruction, periodontal destruction. So we systemically check every patient out. So Larry and I, we're orthodontist dentists by trade. We're also medically trained in making sure that the patient's overall health systemically can take orthodontic treatment or dental treatment. So there are patients every week that I'll see that need to see a dentist prior to treatment or need to see their physician, because I see a lot of disease initiates in the mouth. So we can see disease by certain changes to the periodontal tissues or the teeth or the bone. We can look at an X-ray and we can see in an X-ray that, you know, we might ask them some questions and they might have some type of uncontrollable rheumatoid arthritis or osteoporosis. And we really need to have that all taken care of before starting orthodontic treatment. So the key is it has to be doctor directed and doctor guided and doctor diagnosed. If it's not, it's a wild, wild west. I mean, you get what you pay for.
Well, and I can vouch too. It's an amazing process.
Mm-hmm. And I see patients every day that have tried to do other over the counter or online type of aligner therapy, and I can't tell you, the list goes on and on, and They do not get the result. A lot of times their outcome is worse than what they started with because the proper diagnosis wasn't done. The proper treatment protocol wasn't followed. And, you know, buyer beware.
Right.
So the difference between Invisalign and then braces for an adult, is it cosmetic? You know, as an adult, you don't want to have braces and you'd rather have the more invisible treatment? Or is there, a line where you need one or the other?
There are certain treatment modalities that can be treated better with Invisalign. But Invisalign or aligner therapy, as we call it, are several different programs that we use, depending on the case. It's a tool in our tool belt. We're orthodontically trained professionals. We're dentists first. There are certain cases that orthodontics, traditional brackets and braces are better because we can get a better result. And also, we have to take everything into account, not just the aesthetic front six teeth. We are fixing a full functional occlusion. We're looking at intricate parts, not just the six front teeth. So the staple is, of course, orthodontic treatment with braces, traditional braces. So we sometimes do a hybrid. Larry's done this for years, Dr. Larry. So where he'll initiate treatment with Invisalign or with braces and get the arch development he needs. And then we'll take the braces off because we get the best of both worlds and then finish him with aligner therapy. We do that. We both do that. And it's great. It's the best of both worlds. So it's not really a compromised treatment. It's the best treatment for that patient. So we educate the patient on what we can do with maybe aligner therapy that we can't do with braces. But tell you, the aligner therapy, and Dr. Larry will tell you this, is getting better and better every year with the technology we use, the 3D imaging, 3D printing, 3D x-rays. The materials that we're using allow the teeth to move similarly to the braces, which allows us to do more with aligner therapy without the traditional metal or ceramic braces on the teeth. But the key to that is diagnosis. Is the key to that is educating the patient, like, this is what's required of you to get the best result. And then we help guide the patient. The patient decides, but it is a tool in our tool belt, whether we use aligner therapy, whether we use retainers, whether we use Invisalign, whether we use traditional brackets or a hybrid of both. We educate the patient of what we can offer and help them and guide them to the best result they want.
Okay. That makes sense.
So it's not one fits all. That's the problem with not doctor directed and doctor guided. You might waste your money because what you're actually trying to achieve can't be achieved. But somebody on the other side of the computer doesn't know that.
Now, I know both of you treat famous people, Buckeyes, all of that. And Dr. Larry, you work with Ohio State, correct?
Yeah, I actually teach at I'm a professor at the dental school, and I teach in the orthodontic department there. So and both Jim and I have had, big ties with Ohio State from the very beginning, clear back to dental school. So we're huge Buckeyes and are really excited about what's going to happen on Saturday.
We all are.
We weren't sure it was going to happen, but the grace of God, we've got a window, and the Big Ten's testing every day for COVID, which is unprecedented in any other sport. They're going to do their best, and I think they'll be successful in many ways.
All right, I have a really important question. Which one of you is a better orthodontist?
Awkward.
I'm kidding.
We were similarly trained in the same place in Rochester. We do things similarly. We have amazing staff. I know we both have such high standards for what we do. I would let my brother treat me all day long, and I think that's probably the biggest compliment.
Wow. That's a lot.
Same.
That's awesome.
It's mutual admiration.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Now, for those that are in the Central Ohio area, four offices. We've got Dublin, Worthington, Gahanna, and Westerville. And Westerville, your newest, but has been now open. All of the offices are, by the way, amazing. I've seen all of them, been in all of them now. And they're all, you just walk in and you feel comfortable. For me, I have talked about this. I've always had a fear of anything having to do with the dentist or orthodontist in any way. And I can tell you, just for me, when you walk in, that goes away. There's none of that feeling. And I don't know that you could say that about every office. You know what I mean? But if you are going to the Hutta family of orthodontists, you're going to be in good shape. And I know a lot of people have that same phobia I do. And I was worried about passing that on to my daughter. And I was so grateful that it did not. Because when she walked in, she felt like she was in control of everything. And so that's not going to be an issue for her growing up. But I know for me, I appreciate that. It's a big decision. It's a big decision. And I know you and I know Greg, our producer, will someday have to make that decision. It's a big one. I always tell people the same thing. You don't have to take my word for it, but it really does help when you can talk with somebody who's been there and has gone through it. So I can't say enough good things.
Well, Larry and I, like I said, we were mentored by very similar, exact same training, actually, in Rochester, New York, as well as a father of an educator. And one thing we live, our mantra is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And we strive that every day. So we enjoy what we do. We love what we do. We may ensure that our staff is on board with us. So Dr. Larry and I both have had staff with us for many years. I was just thinking about this on the way over here. I've been in practice 28 years. Larry almost 35. And of my staff, I've had 7 staff that have been with me for 20 years.
Wow.
And I've got another 9 that have been with me over 12 years. So that says a lot. And Dr. Larry has the same people. We create a great environment for our patients, and it's part of our mission and mantra to make sure that people know how much we care about them before they care about our knowledge, because our mission, in fact, I have something here. It's we live by our mission to smile. And that the S stands for show gratitude. There's nothing more important than our patients. The M stands for mastery of our profession, continue improvement of our skills, habits, and attitude. Make sure that patients know how much we care about them. Integrity, we abide by a code of ethics and never compromise quality, no matter what. Listen, of course, one thing we find sometimes medical professionals don't always listen, but we strive to be attentive and understanding. And then enthusiasm, that's where the fun and exciting comes into our young people, because if they get excited, some of their fears go away, and we know that. Our passion for what we do and the patients we serve shows. And that's what our whole attitude and environment is. We have fun. We enjoy what we do. We keep it professional. We abide by the highest standards there are in medicine and dentistry and orthodontics. But we want to make sure everybody's safe during this COVID thing. Dr. Larry and I still kept doing our job that was required by us with some simple issues, emergencies, but we were shut down for 6 weeks. For Dr. DeWine's order to give the healthcare professionals our PPE, which we abided by. And then when we started up, it was a slow process, but we're going well. Our patients appreciate us. We appreciate our patients, and it's our mission in life to make sure we treat every smile like it was one of our family. No, yeah. The other thing I want to say, I've never been, Dr. Larry and I will say this, we've never been more proud to be associated with you guys, with MomCast. I think it's such a positive, and I listen to them, it's such a positive influence on our day-to-day lives. And so moms just don't listen to you, dads do too.
Oh, yay.
So what's great is we're all home now.
Yeah.
Yes. So
everybody's home.
So with all the negative light being shined on our world, you guys have always kept things positive. And the morning show I listen to on the way to work, and when whenever we can. We have it in the office, but it's just such a pleasure to be involved with you.
Thank you guys. We appreciate you. So it's HuttaFamilyOrtho.com. The Hutta family of orthodontists, thank you. Thank you both, the doctors Hutta and you, for being sponsors of MomCast and for all you do, all the smiles in Central Ohio, because literally there are thousands. Thousands of Hutta smiles all over Central Ohio.
Well, if you're like me, man, I learned a lot about orthodontics today. And I do have little ones, and I've got some things to think about, because I'm, you know, old, and I had the old school braces when I was in middle school, and the pain and the sore lips and the rubber bands. And so I'm really excited to hear how things have kind of evolved. And so grateful for that information. I hope you are too. And please rate, review, subscribe to MomCast, and we can get more moms involved and dads too. And I want to thank Greg and Stacy, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.